News. I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris had a combative interview with Fox News. In its special report with Brett Baer, she responded to criticism of her immigration policy.
It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago, it would be 9 months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
Madam Vice President.
To ensure that no future harm would occur.
Donald Trump scheduled to take part in a town hall-style event on Univision. A Georgia judge has declared 7 new election rules recently passed by the state election board to be illegal, unconstitutional, and void. One required ballots be hand-counted after the close of polls, and 2 had to do with certification of election results. Early in-person voting has begun in Georgia, and more than 10% of expected ballots have already been cast, including 33,000 by mail. Lisa Dwyer notes one in particular.
The Carter Center in Atlanta says former President Jimmy Carter has voted by mail. Carter celebrated his 100th birthday on October 1st at his home in Plains, Georgia, where he's been living in hospice care. His son, Chip Carter, said that before the family gathering, his father had this election very much in mind. He says his father told him that he's trying to live long enough to vote for Kamala Harris for president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli strikes across Lebanon killed at least 27 people today. Israel says they targeted a Hezbollah commander and command centers and weapons facilities embedded in civilian areas. Ukraine's president outlined his victory plan to lawmakers, topping the list to call for an immediate invitation to join NATO and permission to use Western-supplied weapons to strike military targets inside Russia. And in Mississippi, at least 3 people have died and 4 have been critically injured in the collapse of a bridge that was in the process of being demolished. This is AP News. Game 3 of the National League Championship Series getting underway in New York. Dodgers and Mets tied at a game apiece. Tom Merriam has a recap of last night's American League action.
The Yankees jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series by beating the Guardians for the second straight night 6-3. Aaron Judge finally homered for New York, driving in 3 runs to spark the offense.
Guys are excited, but we still know there's a lot of work to be done. You know, we're playing against a good Cleveland team that's all year they battled. You know, had some tough games, went through a tough series with Detroit.
Judge helped the Yanks jump out to a 1-0 lead in the first inning when Brian Rocchio dropped a sky-high pop-up, enabling Gleyber Torres to score from third. Judge's sacrifice fly in the second kept a 2-run rally against starter and loser Tanner Bibee and made it 3-0. The Guardians did close to within 3-2, knocking out Garrett Cole in the fifth, but the Yankee bullpen shut down Cleveland the rest of the way, with Judge's 2-run homer in the seventh sealing the game at 6-2. Tom Merriam, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.